This goes to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, fax 989-953-5339, and Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, fax 989-956-4105, regarding David Assman. It's A-S-S, M like Mary, A, N like November, N like November. Date of birth, 11/6/1953. Dear doctors, this is a consultation request for Mr. Assman, who was sent for evaluation of declining renal function. He had a creatinine level 917 of 25, that was 1.8 with GFR 39. Prior levels were also elevated, but not as bad. 1.3 of 24 was creatinine 1.4, GFR 54, and August 8th of 23, creatinine 1.38, GFR 55. Mr. Assman does have a long history of high blood pressure as well as coronary artery disease. He had a myocardial infarction and then cardiac catheterization followed by stent placement, first in 2018, and that was required again in 2019. Another stent needed to be placed at that time. And then he did well until this year, and he required another cardiac catheterization in November. The initial cardiac cath was where they found the lesion, and then they had to do a repeat cardiac cath last week and place the stent. So he's had two more cardiac catheterization and exposure to the IV contrast in November of this year. He did have labs rechecked just prior to the first cardiac cath this year. 11/19/25, creatinine had returned to baseline, 1.4 GFR 53, but now he needs some follow-up labs to check renal function after two cardiac catheterization procedures have been done. He has no current symptoms of kidney disease. He is feeling well, and he denies any chest pain or palpitations, no excessive fatigue, no dizziness, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he does get up to urinate once per night, and no incontinence, no hesitancy or difficulty with the urinary stream. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, degenerative arthritis, diet-controlled diabetes or pre-diabetes, gout, history of myocardial infarction and coronary artery disease. Past surgical history, he's had a left total hip replacement, bilateral knee replacements. He did have a retinal tear in the right eye and laser surgery to adhere the retina back to the proper area in the eye. Cardiac catheterizations times 4 total. Cervical spine fusion, C2 through 5, were fused. Social history, he does not smoke cigarettes. He has a moderate alcohol intake. He denies illicit drug use. He is married and retired. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, melanoma, Parkinson's disease, and COPD. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on vitamin D2, 50,000 units weekly. Pepcid, 40 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 12.5 milligram daily, Lipitor, 20 milligram daily, Losartan, 100 milligram daily, Viagra, 100 milligram as directed, Synthroid, 150 milligram daily, or microgram, 150 microgram daily, Wellbutrin, extended release, 300 milligram daily. He had been using Adipex for weight loss, and then stopped the Adipex and used Zepbound, 5 milligram weekly when he had samples, but he has not used that for several months. He did lose a little bit of weight with the Zepbound also. physical exam, height 71 inches, weight 222 pounds, pulse is 78, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, 140 over 80. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear, midline uvula, clear drainage. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, no peripheral edema. Sensation and motion are intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done November 19th, 2025. The creatinine was back to baseline at 1.4 with GFR 53, just prior to the first of two cardiac catheterizations, though. Sodium 141, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 28.8, calcium is 9.5. We have a CBC that was done 9/17/25. Hemoglobin is 13.2. Normal white count and normal platelet levels. Normal iron studies. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.9 at that time. PSA level is 1.5. We don't have a kidney ultrasound or bladder scan. Assessment and plan. 1. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, which has been noted since August of 2023, possibly before that, but we don't have labs to see before that time. He has no symptoms of renal disease, as one would expect, no urinary symptoms to indicate possible prostate disease, but we would like to schedule a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder, and that will be at the MyMichigan Medical Center in Mount Pleasant. He's also going to repeat our labs now, including a urinalysis with microscopic and intact parathyroid hormone, as well as protein to creatinine ratio. And he will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll avoid the use of oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. He will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.